This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are live. Navy Yard Studios. Going to be a busy, busy day.
Yes, it will be.
NFL free agency up and at them. The legal tampering period, which has a level of irony.
It's called the legal breaking records period.
Right.
They've been killing it already, dog.
It's just the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL has already been reset twice in the last week.
And by pass rushers.
And it's going to get reset twice more.
Yeah.
If Parsons and Chase get their deals, whoever gets their deal last will be the highest non-quarterback in the league.
I agree.
Just the notion of legal tampering is so stupid, but whatever. It's fun.
Legal tampering it's an oxymoron. Doesn't really go. If it's legal, then it's not tampering.
Right.
And if it's tampering, it's not legal.
Well, and you're seeing so many moves happen because, one, some players get their release early. And if you get released early, then you are free to go talk to whoever you want, especially if you're a veteran player. And two, I feel like we've been saying this for like 2 weeks now, B. Hopefully people are listening. More and more NFL teams are getting smarter and smarter about not letting their best players get to free agency.
Totally.
There's not a ton of... You talk about Myles Garrett or Max Crosby. They're getting the biggest deals, but it's to stay at home. It's to stay where they are.
Yeah.
These teams that are really chasing free agency don't have a lot to shop from. Even the Steelers with this massive DK Metcalf trade, they had a trade to get him.
Yeah.
Davante Adams goes to the Rams. That's because the Jets released him because they didn't feel
and
like dealing
with him. And he said he wanted to go where?
West Coast.
West Coast.
The days of, oh, man, we're going to have all this cap space and make a run at all these players, it's not nearly as the fruit of the labor isn't nearly what it once was. And I think that's why for all the excitement about Washington and the cap space and maybe they're going to make a big move, I think the biggest moves now are via trade and taking care of your own guys. And Washington has certainly done that.
I also believe that stop getting excited every time somebody says they want to trade because – I want to trade basically mean I want a new deal. That's what that means to a lot of folks, believe me.
And I want to trade means I want a new deal. And here's all you really need to know, and I'll point to Crosby and Garrett and perhaps Hendrickson.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a good enough player, not necessarily like a one-time Pro Bowl because the Pro Bowl rules have been bent up so many different ways that a lot of guys can make a Pro Bowl. But if you're a multi-Pro Bowler, multi-time Pro Bowler, or if you hit an All-Pro, if you get to a level of player that the team absolutely has to have around, they're not going to play without guarantees on the deal. So you saw it with Trent Williams here many years back. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's what's going to happen with Terry. Now, he's going to be cool about it, but we're not getting to week one with Terry suiting up without guarantees on that deal.
True, true.
You know why Debo's willing to play out this year? Because he's missed time, and he wasn't as productive.
He's not that guy at that point. And he's good enough. But once you start having those moments where you miss some games and things, and people can question a little bit, anytime they can throw pause into it, then they can dictate to you. But those players that are playing at the level that Garrett and Crosby were playing at, they get to make the rules.
Right.
Point blank. And let's just be real. It's in every aspect of life. I don't care if you're in this industry we're in, if you're a teacher, if you're a person working for IBM or whatever. When you are top level, you write the rules.
Totally.
Not the other people.
Absolutely. There is a theory in this Malcolm Gladwell book that like the top one, if you are the top 100 in any field in the world, you're a top 100 on the planet violinist. You get to set your own numbers.
There you go.
So these dudes that are top 100 NFL players, there's what? Now with expanded rosters, there's roughly 65 guys on a team, the way the practice squad rules
totally,
are now.
Totally.
What's 65 times 32 be?
65 times 32, 65, 130, and
about
then 195. Plus the 32 again.
2,000-ish?
No.
Wouldn't 60 times 30 be 1,800?
Right.
So you add a little bit more. 65,
more. 32. 1864.
Okay. Perfect. So there's
something like that.
So there's roughly 2,000 players in the NFL.
Yeah.
Roughly.
That's it.
The top 100 of them get to do whatever they want.
Damn straight.
Everybody else has to deal with the league's rules.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of how it operates. And
but that's how. And every time you start putting money like that in, what people don't realize is yes, you can pay the top guys, but you also got to have enough for the other guys. Because role players are as important as your stars.
Totally.
Because, you know, those are the ones that keep it kind of glued. The stars, if you get the major guys who are making the top dollars hurt, things fall apart quickly.
So here's where we are for your Washington Commanders. I'm curious, is the internet being funny for anybody else in here? Or is Twitter down? Investigate that.
It's been very slow. I don't know.
Okay. Mine is definitely Bojangling. It's a bad day to have internet problems in the
office. Yeah, Twitter's down.
Twitter's down. Okay, well, that's part of it then.
Yeah, that's the problem right there.
All right. Now, I'm looking at over the cap. White Brian, look at SpotTrack for me, because over the cap doesn't have updated Bobby Wagner deal on there yet. But what we've seen since we got off the air Friday afternoon.
The things we said should happen.
Well, Wagner is back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then Ertz is back. That happened Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night, John Bates.
Bates, Tress.
Monday morning, Tressway. They're taking care of their own. Now, if you start adding the money up on all these guys, Ertz got about a little more than 6 guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on your books. Wagner got a little less than 10 guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Joel Corey, by the way, when he was on the show with us
Joel nailed it.
Joel
was knocking home, hitting home runs, baby.
So that's 16. Tress, I think, is about another $3 million. I haven't seen numbers for Bates, and I will try to find those out as the show goes on. Maybe if somebody has seen them, holler at your boy. All one-year deals for the three vets in Tress, Ertz, Wagner. Bates gets a three-year deal. I'll be fascinated to see how much guarantees are on a second year. Mm-hmm. If that's a three-year deal in name or in actuality. I like all the moves. Wagner, Ertz, Tress, I fully expected. The Bates, I think, is a little bit of a surprise, but a positive surprise.
It wasn't surprising to me because Bates blocks.
Big time.
And I know, yes, the tight ends in this league today, they are guys who catch a lot of balls. But, hell, we know that this team wants to run the football.
And
you need somebody who can help set an edge to help you out. And I'm not talking about the defensive set. I'm talking about somebody who can get you around the edges. And Bates has been very good at that.
I also think as much as folks want improvement, right, they want – I mean, I think Debo is your big improvement offensively.
Yeah.
Offensively, they were really good last year. They were 5th in points, 7th in yards. You don't want to change that up too much, I would think, right?
Yeah, you don't want to change it up, but like one thing about this league,
you can't get more.
Yeah, you can't stay stagnant. You got to move forward. But I would think that we saw a major, major jump in the way that this team performs. And we've talked about it. Like, you know, you can get players that are top notch, but you can't let them stay where they are. We saw guys last year games elevate. with this coaching staff. How about those same guys just taking another step forward? You know, because I don't think just because you're in the league and you had a good year, you should be happy. That when you have a good year, come back and take one more step. You find out how much fun it is. You know, when this thing becomes second nature to you, it makes a world of difference.
Now, one player that became available late last week that I was pretty curious about was Harold Landry, Titans pass rusher. And for all the talk of Josh Sweat, Harold Landry has outproduced him by a fairly significant number.
With a less of a supporting cast.
Totally.
Yeah.
He's since been gobbled up.
Yeah.
I believe the Pats signed him, which makes a ton of sense. Vrabel's running the Pats now. Landry had a lot of success in Tennessee with Vrabel as the head coach. Did you see what I think is the ultimate controversy with Vrabel?
Mm-mm.
A picture emerged of Vrabel at a casino with a cocktail. And people were, like, mad about it.
Let's be real. Players can go in casinos, people. And it's okay. Coaches can go in casinos.
Off season.
And it's okay for them to have a drink. He's older than 21.
I
don't understand why fans and other people want to act like players and coaches can't have fun. You know, if just think about it. Yes, the whole time I played, I went to casinos. You know what I played? Blackjack and craps. Very much legal. So they can still do that today. There's nothing wrong with it.
I just thought that was so dumb.
Yeah, that's dumb as hell. Like I always say, if you're not mad at yourself for doing something, don't be mad at the player for doing it. Because it's the same stuff you do.
Agreed. So as we get closer to go time at noon, it's going to be really interesting just kind of what, if any, because the biggest moves have all been trades. How about Seattle trading Geno?
That was.
I had a feeling there was something
going
miss
on,
out
but,
there.
But you get rid of Geno and is Sam Darnold.
Could be Sam Howell.
But nah, please. But the possibility is a Sam Darnold move. And the question I would ask is anybody on their roster, coaching roster, anywhere close to Kevin O'Connell as a coach? Kevin O'Connell had him playing some good ball.
Yeah.
But that dude that sees ghosts and is scared to pull a damn trigger is inside of Darnold. And you saw that at the top moment. Who is their quarterback coach? I mean, offensive coordinator. I don't think he's Kevin O'Connell.
I think they just hired a new dude.
He's not O'Connell's level. So I don't know what. So the question would be, who are you getting? Are you getting the guy that played in the two most important games of the season? Or that guy that was the front runner having fun all year? And he had way more weapons in Minnesota than he's going to have in Seattle.
Are you a little. Surprise might not be the right word. There's so much interest in Justin Fields. Like, apparently, Pittsburgh wants him back, but the Jets want him. The Giants might want him. I understand people get desperate at quarterback.
I don't think it's desperate, Jay. I think you got to look at what he did his years in Ohio State and that potential. And I think, like I've told you this before, coaches have way bigger egos than players.
Sure.
And I guarantee you, every offensive-minded coach that sees him, they go, I can get him where he was. I understand he threw the ball to some damn good receivers when he was at Ohio State, but he threw that thing in stride. He was lighting people up. And his time in Chicago wasn't good. They had some dumbasses and on the coach staff. I think, like, you bring me in to be your guy, then you go bring a future, like a Russell Wilson in. I don't care how crazy it is. Russell comes with a level of experience. That kind of throws people a little bit. But it's people that feel if they can get him going and utilize his running ability with that pass ability, they feel they can get something out of it.
I just, for Commanders fans, you're driving around in your car right now, you're sitting in Beltway traffic, wherever you may be, hell, isn't it more than half of them aren't in their car anymore? They're just listening via the app, wherever they might be.
Yeah.
Wherever you are.
And you hear our voices.
Take a moment and just be so thankful that Washington is out of the quarterback abyss. Because for far, 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 far too long, me and B would be up here arguing about, can you pay Sam Darnold $47 million? Or do you think Justin Fields, this is the right place to get him fixed?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers? I mean, good luck, everybody. Good luck out there. Pete Carroll and the Raiders sought out Geno because they didn't want to deal with everything else.
Yeah. And I think Pete Carroll has a level of calmness and you know, patience with a Geno. He knows Geno is not going to be the guy that just lights it up, but Geno going to give you everything he got.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times,
smart.
All you need is just, see, the thing about it, everyone thinks you need spectacular quarterback play. Most quarterbacks are not spectacular. If you get average, consistent quarterback play, you can win a lot of damn games. You get a quarterback that goes out there and won't lose the game for you and keeps you in position, your defense should be able to help you out. And the rules of the game helps out quarterbacks. Let's be real. But if you get a guy out there that's just going to be a gunslinger all the time, hell, he's going to take risk and get you. I took this motorcycle class this weekend. They talk about your ability against the risk that you take. Well, if you don't have the skill level, why the hell you take so many risks? And we know a ton of quarterbacks do that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
The motorcycle licensing process must be quite rigorous. I feel like you've taken a number of classes.
No, it's not rigorous. It's just you got to take a 6-hour online, and then you take 2 days of classes. And I saw people get weeded out, dog. The thing about it is this. It's different than cars, okay? They're basically looking at it like, dude, Jeff knows. These people look like, do we want this person on the road? And I was in the class, and I'm looking. I'm like, oh, boy. And everybody I was questioning did not pass that class.
So of the best, it's easy to talk about build through the lines, right?
And yeah.
People want to, like, the amount of responses I get on social media, like, oh, sign a lineman. Well, technically you can't sign anybody yet. The best linemen that were slated to become free agents, Trey Smith with the Chiefs isn't getting out of Kansas City. The Ravens just yesterday agreed to a long-term deal with Ronnie Stanley. We'll see. Who's a big fella? Cam Robinson from Minnesota. Maybe he actually gets free. But more and more, people just got to understand the best players don't get free.
Yeah.
Their teams pay them before.
If the teams that have the player are signing them back, you can't be pissed at Washington for not getting them. Because most times, as a player, and I live this life, you just want somebody else involved. Because what happens if nobody's involved, your team can keep it the price how they want it. But if somebody else is involved, it all of a sudden comes to the point like, oh, we know what he's about. We're not going to let him out of here. And the player don't want to really leave anyway. People don't like to uproot. You may think that people like to uproot, but people uproot when the money is different. If you're going to pay me way more than the other team has paid me, I am going to leave. You know, that's how it goes. But if you're not, I'm going to stay where I'm at because being comfortable is a big part of this whole thing. And normally, the wives, they get a situation, they get a routine, and they're like, baby, we're good here. You know what I'm saying? And that happens. But if the other team come in and you offer me $2 million, they say, we give you $5 million. Bye.
Right.
We gone. And I think that's the whole thing. And most of the players, like every player, I want to trade. Then they all sign back. Guess what? For what? Top dollar.
Well, what's interesting, here's where you don't want to be, right? You got a baby on the way, the lease is up on your apartment, and you're scrambling to buy a house, right? So you just got to buy something that makes sense. That is not ideal. Ideally, you plan for it. And for the folks that want to go shopping at left tackle right now, so Stanley re-signed. It's kind of a split market on Cam Robinson. Jeremy Fowler's now saying Steelers left tackle Dan Moore, with the scarcity of capable left tackles on the market, will enhance the value of Moore. Like, all of a sudden, this dude's going to get $15, $16 million when it's unclear that he is a true cornerstone left tackle. That's not what you want to happen. You want to find guys that are maybe undervalued, but you sure as hell don't want to be the team that is overpaying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just, kind of fascinating to watch. You know, a dude I'm very curious on is Morgan Moses, B.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Morgan is quite the veteran at this point, but he can still play.
Still play?
He's playing on the backside. Like, he's going
to be on the backside, so they may be able to wait for him a little bit and see instead of trying to have to do it right now. I don't know if he's legal tampering product at this point. Legal tampering is like those top-notch dudes and those dudes that you know you don't want to leave or people you really want to try to get in your building. Morgan is a guy that comes in and solidifies something that you have. You know, he hadn't been like the absolute best, but he's he's above average. And he brings in a level of experience that can help you out totally.
What's going to be fascinating is the Eagles fellas, Milton Williams and Josh Sweat. I think Williams is younger, has shown a real kind of, to me, like he's on the rise there. I think we hear about those guys at 12:02. Jeff, you know what? I'm a break on time at 11:54, so we're ready to rock at noon when this stuff starts hitting the fan.
You sure ain't doing it right now.
This one wasn't my fault, in my defense. Here's what I can tell you in an effort to break on time. Baseball season is just around the corner, and the pros are back at spring training, sharpening their skills. If your garage door is in need of some spring training, some spring cleaning, make sure you go with the pros at Door Pro America. Whether it's just something simple like a spring repair or replacement, or you need a brand new garage door like I did, call Door Pro America. My boys Shane and Vince are going to take care of you. They came out to my house, showed me all these different options. They had this really cool like iPad computer program where we scrolled through all the different kind of garage doors. They put the new one in. It is silent. It's basically how I come in and out of my house all the time now, so I don't have to jiggle my keys and wake the kids up if I'm coming in late. It's really, really been a game changer for my house. Could be the same for you. Based locally, Door Pro America has been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. Their team handles everything, garage door and opener repairs, maintenance, new installations, and they do it all like pros because that's who they are. Call today and ask how you can save $60 on a repair or $150 on a new garage door. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. And tell them J.P. Finley sent you, or you can check out the website, doorproamerica.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grady Jarrett. Heard of him?
Yeah. Big boy.
Good player.
Is he all right?
He just got released. Atlanta's released him. Played 10 years. Dan Quinn was the head coach of the Falcons when they drafted Jarrett in 2014.
Could that be another one-year deal? Let's figure it out.
I don't know, but it's hard not to at least look at that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like you just stated, when guys are at the top, their teams don't let them go.
Right. These are the dudes that become available.
Yeah. So
he'll turn 32. He'll turn 32 on day 3 of the draft.
All right.
So it's not going to cost you a ton. Played all 17 games last year, 53 tackles,
mm-hmm.
9 TFLs. I mean, at this stage of his career, he's 6'2", 90.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. He's a big fella.
He's one of those guys that forms a big pile in the middle.
He's one of the guys that keeps O-linemen off your linebackers.
Off of linebackers, yeah.
I don't know.
That's a great job. And ask the linebackers how much they love those guys when they're in front of them.
Sure.
That's like the Siragusas of the world.
I don't think Grady Jarrett costs you a ton either.
Mm-hmm.
They need help at D tackle. I don't know that like that's definitely the direction you go for a 33-year-old dude, but he can help you. And if the market, what they have shown is a willingness to believe in older players.
Yeah, yeah.
And this draft is loaded with D tackles.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't necessarily expect. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how big of a market Grady Jarrett's going to have. And I think considering that, maybe it makes sense. If you're 33 years old, you want to go somewhere where you know what the culture is, where you know a head coach is going to take care of you.
You want to know that you're going to be probably playing extra games because you want to get a little extra change in your pocket.
I don't know. I feel like Jarrett could make sense here over, not today at noon, but over the course of this week, if we heard he takes a visit here or something, I don't think that would be at all surprising.
No, not at all.
We're going to have news rolling in all day. I want to make sure we mention this. I don't know if you watched yesterday. The Caps won again yesterday. Ovi got another goal. It's single digits now, dude. It's pretty nuts. And what's so cool about it is my kids are so into it. Like, constantly asking about it.
10 people in a penalty box at one time.
Yo, that was wild.
That's kind of fun.
that was wild, man.
I was looking at it with Chris earlier. He got all those ads showing up on his phone. We couldn't watch the damn video. He got an ad every 10 seconds.
Right. I think I got my guy Jaime's texting me about Hassan Reddick. I don't know there. I think if you're going to spend, for me, if you're going to spend at the end, and it seems like they're willing to. Likely, I don't know, but willingness, I would say yes, right? Mm-hmm. Khalil Mack, rather. Von Miller's also a bit. Mack's 1 year removed from a 17-sack season.
Yeah.
Last year, he only had six. A lot changed for that Chargers defense.
A lot changed, and a lot of people were down. The production was down from a lot of folks on that defense.
If you're going to spend on a veteran, Khalil Mack, to me, is wildly appealing.
He's a professional.
Totally. There's no doubt about what he does off the field, in the locker room, weight room, all that stuff. And I don't know. You got to be confident and comfortable in what he'll bring to your team. But he is just an absolutely excellent player. I think the top of the list for me, B, is trading for Hendrickson. And I know that the price tag has gone up because of first Crosby, then Garrett.
Yeah.
But I still think you do it.
You know what I said about that earlier? To compete, you gotta pay. And it may not be that much. But it's going to be somewhere close. That's where you got to go.
And if they're saying, let's say Cincy has enough teams interested, which they might. Cincy has enough teams interested that maybe it costs more than the initial second round pick or whatever. You can split, and everybody's focused on this draft where Washington doesn't have that much available. They have six picks, three in the top 80, then a whole lot in the back end. You could offer something else next year. So you're not killing your draft this year. You're still getting some guys in.
You might be able to give them a better pick.
Regardless, it'll dull the pain of just doing it all this season.
Yeah.
If you just spread it out. Because I'm confident AP is going to try to move around in this draft to get more picks. For me, it is... go big for Hendrickson. After that, I would probably spend on Mack. I'm talking just straight edge rusher. Then I think Josh Sweat becomes interesting. I think Milton Williams is interesting. Now, that's not an edge rusher. They are, after losing Allen, you are going to have to add to your D tackles. Easy to draw a line to Grady Jarrett, but I don't know that definitively makes a ton of sense. I think
What makes your edge rushers better? Damn good interior guys
on the middle, sir.
They get one-on-one matchups, and they should be able to win that if they're worth their weight.
I am not convinced they're not going to try to get a corner also. They still have a lot of holes, man, even though they've kind of added a lot over the last week. They're now, I think, at 50 players. And quietly, they did re-sign Chris Rodriguez Jr. That one didn't set off a lot of alarm bells, but you wonder what's going to happen with that running back room, and maybe they feel pretty confident in running it back with those three. Clearly, they like their tight end room.
Yeah.
Ertz, Bates, Sennett. That doesn't seem like it's changing. Well, at least the three of them aren't changing, and what else they might do, we'll see. But I thought that was interesting. As of now, the only thing that has changed is
Debo.
And that's a big change. And I think if you can get Lattimore healthy is a big change. Now, not all players are thrilled with how the pace of discussions and negotiations, at least we think. Yeah. Just like
those guys that have come out and say, I want to trade, and they end up staying with the team, I think the posting feelings hurt type situation, it's the same thing. It's no difference. It's a negotiation ploy. It may work. It may not. But it's a try.
You know what will work?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this are negotiations. A lot of this is just standard business practices. What will work is if you're looking to make the biggest financial transaction of your life, buying or selling a house, mm-hmm. what will work is working with John Leahy.
Yep, you need to work with John just like Freddie did. Freddie had a home to sell in Rockville, but the problem was it was totally stuck in the past, and it needed extensive upgrades along with a full rehab to attract modern buyers. Thanks to the guidance of John Leahy and the Fine Living Group, the property's complete top-to-bottom upgrades sparked a bidding war, resulting in multiple offers. What followed put a big smile on Freddie's face as the property sold in just 6 weeks for $14,000 over the asking price. If you're looking for a seamless home selling experience, John's guaranteed offer just might be for you. See for yourself at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our buddy, our friend, John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
Well, and here's the thing. If you do want to sell your house, you just want a little idea of what you could get, go to John's website, johnsellsdmv.com, and click on the home valuation tool. You got to give him some information. About 30, 45 seconds later, you're going to get a valuation of your house. You might be sitting on a couple $100,000 of equity that you don't even realize. Then you could sell it. John will sell it for you in days, if not hours. And then bang, you got a bunch of cash. Maybe you want to retire. Maybe you want to move closer to your kids. Whatever it is, John can help you. Give him a call today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We got Barry's for Luga joining us in about 15 minutes.
All right.
Excited to talk to Barry. Do a little hockey, little hoops, and then a whole lot of football.
Barry does it all.
College hoops is heating up. It's a good thing that this is just conference tournament week instead of NCAA tournament, because the NFL just gobbles up all things in its path. And at least today through Wednesday is just going to be all free agency all
it's
the
crazy.
Time. What's crazy, though, is, oh, Schefter.
What we got, Schef?
The Washington Commanders will not be signing Khalil Mack because he agreed on a one-year, fully guaranteed $18 million deal with the Chargers.
Hey.
He's staying in L.A.
Staying there where he's at. And I think that's the biggest thing where a lot of guys, if they get that right money where they at, they're going to stay there.
Yeah. Especially, I think there's a lot of similarities between the Chargers and the Commanders in that you've got
new coach.
New coach. They went on a playoff
run. Quarterback.
There's a lot to like there. You know, I just think if you're Khalil Mack, when you're really rich like he is, Los Angeles is a pretty comfortable place to live.
Yeah.
You got fires and stuff, but it's nice out there. So Khalil Mack ain't coming. There you have it. I get worried about what you're going to pay Josh Sweat. There's nobody else available, man. And
yeah,
I don't know that I want to be top of the market for a dude that I don't think is a top of the, I don't want to be paying top market for a guy that probably isn't, at least statistically hasn't shown that. And in Sweat's defense, I think he's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that Philly defense is structured, there's a lot of rotations. So in turn, you're not going to necessarily like get the, like there was a theory when they signed Dorrance Armstrong last year, right? That, you know, Dorrance had been pretty good, but with more opportunity, maybe his stats will pop a little bit more.
Mm.
And that didn't really happen. For Sweat, maybe you'd think that, but he was playing, he averaged 63% of the defensive snaps in Philly.
Mm.
Some games it was at 70, 75. I think if your stats don't pop on the Eagles defense in 60, 70% of the snaps, I don't know that they're going to more elsewhere.
Yeah.
That said, Washington sack leader last year was a fellow by the name of Dante Fowler. He was really good at getting to the quarterback and deserves credit for that.
Yeah.
For sure. There's some questions about how well he played against the run.
You know what I'll say about that, though, a little bit? If he played that well in the pass rush situation without the extra help, add a little bit more help to it, he might be able to get you more sacks. But he's going to have to be better in the run.
Last night, Dante Fowler tweeted out, "The disrespect, I can't take it anymore." It's entirely possible he ordered a pizza and it came late.
Yeah, it could be.
Or he went to the gas station and it was closed.
Like yeah, but other players started putting responses with exclamation points.
It is entirely possible Dante Fowler was not talking about anything related to Washington, about coming back or what his free agent market looked like.
Mm.
But it seems unlikely, right?
Yeah.
And I think what can always happen in football, look at the Myles Garrett Cleveland situation. No matter what you think is going on, fences can always be mended with money. And if there just isn't a pass rusher available, maybe Fowler's back. I think he's probably expecting some level of cash that has not presented itself yet. But, B, when you start looking at the edge rushers in free agency, if Mack's gone, Landry's gone, what's your interest level in Von Miller?
Hey, man.
He's dealt with a lot of injuries the last couple seasons.
Yeah, he's dealt with a lot of injuries. And the thing about it, when he's on the field, he is effective. But it has to be an incentive-laden deal. I don't know how much you want to just guarantee or put out there, you know, but if he's guys like in his position now, they're more than likely going to have to play under something that's going to be less than what they expect. But if they play as good as they're capable of, they can get paid.
I have kind of eschewed this conversation, but we're getting to a point where it's realistic. What about Chase Young?
Hey, listen, as I stated earlier, and
Chase was
before,
pretty good against the run.
He's good against the run. But also having different people here leading the thing, can they get him to play better or than what we had where it was always, let's go to the newspaper and blast him instead of forcing him or making him play better? You know, if you coach up a guy and he see that it's working, like a la Larry Johnson did when he was in college, if you do that, instead of just knocking a person in the paper all the time, maybe you get more performance or production out of him. I just see this coaching staff as a little different than what he was under before.
Sure. I mean, everything's different. The entire organization is different. If you are just getting in your car and you wonder, could Washington make a run at Khalil Mack? The answer is no.
He signed.
Multiple reports have Khalil Mack back with the Chargers. So you're not getting
1 year, 18 mil, you said?
1 year, 18 mil, fully guaranteed.
Yeah, I like that.
Dante Fowler via Twitter seems a little frustrated at the lack of a market he's got. If you're Washington and the goal is to find a game changer, I think the one option left is Hendrickson. To me, it just becomes more and more about Hendrickson. I'm not saying it will or won't happen. I understand. Here's what I think we got to be clear about. Josh Sweat's a good player. He's not what Hendrickson is, not what Khalil Mack has been. He has never shown that fifth gear. He's a good player. He will help you. But if you're talking game changers, they went out and got Debo. They went out and got Lattimore. We'll see if those dudes deliver here, but they have shown a level of superiority around the league that the only guy it seems like Washington has a chance of getting that has shown that would be Trey Hendrickson. When we return, Barry Sferluga joins the program.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.